I'd like now to welcome to the program Carol Norton. She is with Wild Earth Guardians, back to talk about the next great participatory event of this season. Earlier we had you on talking about Stream Team. What's going on now?
The next thing that we're going to do is also part of our restoration program. We're going to pull fence in the Valle Caldera.
Really?
Yes. So it's been an interesting process watching what's going on up in the Valle Caldera. It's got a different kind of management scheme, and one of the things they do is they need to theoretically make money to support themselves, and so they graze cattle. And in fact, it's been a cattle ranch for a long time. It historically has been. Wild Earth Guardians bids on that grazing allotment each year. So first year, $35,000. Now $35,000. The second year, maybe. This year, we bid $50,000, and we bid on it to not graze cattle.
So you are getting cattle grazing land, and you're going to pull out fences and not graze cattle?
Not graze cattle. Interestingly, they don't ever accept our bid, but we have convinced them through this process and creating a relationship with them that it really doesn't make sense to graze cattle on most of the Valle. And so,
why is that?
The Valle is a beautiful place, and it is a wildlife sanctuary. There are incredible populations of elk. There are cats. There's bears. And having fences prevents them from moving freely about the landscape, which, in order to have a healthy ecosystem, you need.
Migration corridors,
hunting, you know, almost every activity that a wild animal does involves movement.
And so you have permission now to not only go in there but take down the fences?
That's correct. So everywhere where they aren't grazing and they're reducing the amount of area that they are grazing, they're now going back and asking us if we'll work with them to take the fences out, preventing grazing from happening again, unless they want to spend a lot of money putting up fences. So it's a win-win situation for all of us. We get to work with a bunch of great people who want to come up and do the right thing for our wildlife populations, and they create habitat that is more fully functional.
And so we are now making a call out to our dear listeners to participate in a fence pull.
That's right. So it's a fence pull. We'll be working three times this year on May 12th, 19th, and June 9th. We'll start at 10 a.m. You'll need to get yourself to the Valle. All 3 days are right in the main caldera, so you'll be able to see it from the road. We can give you all the details about how to get there and how long it takes, but you drive up, we meet, and then we start taking out fence, and you pull the posts, and you wrap the barbed wire up and haul it all off.
And that's it. I mean, I've gone camping up near there in Hemez, in the Hemez Mountains, and I have to say, cows had free range there. They practically walked over us in our tent.
It'll be nice to have a part of our public lands that's cow-free.
Very interesting. So people can come prepared. What do they have to do? I guess have a strong back and bring a pair of leather gloves?
You're exactly right. You do want to. It is hard work. It's not easy work. It's hard work. We'll have crew up there who will be managing the whole project. But, yeah, you want to show up with boots, work gloves, pants, bring layers for the weather, bring your lunch. We'll have plenty of water, but you want to bring a water container and maybe some snacks. And come on out for the whole day. We'll work until it's done.
Carol Norton is with Wild Earth Guardians. They're on the web at wildearthguardians.org. And what is the telephone?
505-988-9126. And you can register by emailing Angelisa Espinosa at eespinosa with a Z at wildearthguardians.org.
Excellent. And thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.